News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, over 900 new safety camera zones are going to be introduced. People would have seen this in the news headlines yesterday on Irish roads. It's going to start next week. The difference with these and the current zones is that these won't be signposted. For more on this, Michael Healy-Ray, the Independent TD for Kerry, joins us. Michael, what's your reaction to that?
Good morning, Kieran.
Morning.
Good morning, and to you and your listeners. When the speed cameras, the vans, were introduced in the first instance, we were continuously told that this was not a revenue collecting exercise. We were told it was predominantly and solely for the purpose of reducing speed to save lives and to stop accidents and to make our roads safer. And of course, nobody would have any problem with that, none whatsoever. Any safety measures that help to reduce the carnage on our roads, of course, we have to welcome that. But then we have to measure it. I am continuously aware of the fact that our motorists, the people who this morning are stuck in traffic, trying to get from A to B, just trying to do a simple thing called living and getting on with their lives and going to work and going about their business. These people are not blagabs. They're not purposely set out to do any harm to anybody. But now we have a situation that all these additional speed cameras are being set up. And if a person is very, very small bit in need, only be a couple of miles over the speed limit, and they will be hit with fines, they will be hit with penalty points, and I just don't agree with it. And I want to go back to what we were told at the very beginning, and that was where they would be located would be clearly marked, and that is now not going to be the case.
But
so to me, the goalposts are being moved in the middle of the game.
But are they really, though, Michael? Because, why do you support speed cameras? And you said, look, you supported the introduction of speed cameras. No one would have a problem with any measure that's going to reduce road deaths, but not support their expansion to other roads. I don't understand that. As in that logic that someone who's only going 1 or 2 miles above the speed limit gets hit with a fine. Like, that applies to the roads where there's already speed cameras. So I don't understand why you don't mind them on 500 roads, but you have a problem with the expansion to 900 roads.
Well, when they're expanding it, why do they not do what they did with the original locations and clearly identify them and mark them so that people will know where they are? Why don't they do that? Why have they changed the policy? Nobody told us that they were going to change the policy, but they just went ahead and did so. That is why I have been a continuous opponent of increasing the amount of offences that attract penalty points, for instance, because it seems to be a continuous cry by individuals where they come along. It could be politicians or people within the department itself who are saying, oh, well, look, we should increase the amount of offences that would attract penalty points. I really believe that, like I say, the majority of our motorists, all they want to do is go about their business, minding their own business. And remember, our motorists are paying an awful lot of tax to be on the roads, using their fuel.
That doesn't allow you to break the speed limit, though. You can't say to the guards, come on now, I paid a lot of VRT on this car, I'm only going 2 miles an hour over it.
No, I'm not suggesting that. But what I am saying is, our motorists are a vital cog in the machine that turns and that keeps our country ticking. And if you take the amount of money, the amount of revenue that is accrued from motorists, like all motorists are, like I say, they're hard pressed as it is. And I believe that if these extra and additional cameras are going to be
I know, but Michael, I'm one of those motorists, and I pay car tax,
yes,
and I pay, I commute up now for Kilkenny, so in a diesel car, so I'm polluting as well as everything else, but I'm paying all the excise and all that diesel that I burn.
What do they want you to do? Go on a bicycle?
I know, but the point is, I don't think the economy would grind to a halt if I'm just forced to drive at the speed limit.
I'm not suggesting that.
I know, but you talked about the importance of the motorist to the economy,
yes,
and you're right, but the economy
the
won't slow down. If cars slow down a little bit, they're not linked that way.
You cannot ignore the fact that our motorists play a massive contribution in the finances of the state. That is a matter of fact. And therefore, I don't want to see them being what I would call brigaded. I don't want to see them being messed around. I want to see everybody on our roads in the safest fashion they can be. But if these additional speed cameras are to be located, the rules should be the same as what they were the last time, and that was that they would be identified so that people would be aware, oh yes, I must be careful, I must slow down because there's a speed camera ahead. And remember, we were always told it was not about collecting revenue, it was about making our roads safer. So why are they not putting up the signs on this occasion? It's
a
simple question. Why not do what they did before? Why?
All right. Well, maybe some of our listeners might have an answer to that question. 53106. I'd love to hear some of your views on this. Michael Healy, right? Always a pleasure. Thanks a million for speaking to us.